Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. So I'm pretty sure I am a Viking. I like to read and hear the old Norse myths, and I also like to watch Viking things, and I also enjoy those as well. Even in our school district that we reside in, we are Vikings. That's our district mascot. So why not enjoy a Norse tale with the story Odin's Reward from the book Asgard Stories, written by Mary Foster and Mabel Cummings. Probably a week ago now, I found a great song on YouTube titled Valhalla Calling Me by the band Miracle of Sound. It is truly inspiring, and I will add a link to it in the show notes. Hopefully, after you listen to the song, you will get in touch with your inner Viking and hear the calling of Valhalla. Ooh, this opening gets me excited about the story. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Odin's Reward. One night, when all was quiet in Asgard and the Aesir had gone to rest, Odin the Allfather sat awake on his high throne, troubled with many thoughts. At his feet crouched his two faithful wolves, and upon his shoulders perched the two ravens of thought and memory, who flew far abroad every day through the nine worlds as Odin's messengers. The Allfather had need of great wisdom in ruling the worlds. After thinking a long time on the matters which needed his care, he suddenly started up and went forth with long strides from his palace of Gladsheim into the night. He soon returned, leading his beautiful 8-footed steed Sleipnir, and it was plain that Odin was going on a journey. He quickly mounted Sleipnir and rode swiftly away toward Bifrost, the Rainbow Bridge, which reached from Asgard, the city of the gods, down through the air to the lower worlds. When Sleipnir stepped onto the bridge, it trembled, and seemed hardly strong enough to bear the horse and his rider, but they had no fear of its giving way, and Sleipnir galloped swiftly onward. Soon Odin saw Heimdall, the watchman of the bridge, riding toward him on a fine horse with a golden mane that reflected light upon the noble face of his rider.
"You must be bound on some important errand, Father Odin, to be riding forth from Asgard so late at night," said Heimdall.
"It is indeed a most important errand, and I must hasten on," replied Odin. "It is well for us that we have such a faithful guardian of the trembling bridge. If it were not for you, Heimdall, our enemies might long ago have taken Asgard by storm. You are so watchful, you can hear the grass grow in the fields and the wool gather on the backs of the sheep, and you need less sleep than a bird.
I myself stand in great need of wisdom in order to take care of such faithful servants and to drive back such wicked enemies." They hurried over the bridge until they came to Heimdall's far shining castle at the farther end of it. This was a lofty tower which was placed so as to guard the bridge, and it sent forth into the land of the great enemies such a wonderful clear light that Heimdall could see, even in the darkest night, anyone who came toward the bridge. Here Odin stopped a few moments to drink the mead which the good Heimdall offered him. Then said Odin,
As I am journeying into the land of our enemies, I shall leave my good horse with you. There are not many with whom I would trust him, but I know that you, my faithful Heimdall, will take good care of him. I can best hide myself from the giants by going on as a wanderer." With these words, the Allfather quitted Heimdall's castle and started off toward the north through the land of the fierce giants. During all the first day, there was nothing to be seen but ice and snow. Several times, Odin was nearly crushed as the frost giants hurled huge blocks of ice after him. The second day, he came to mountains and broad rivers. Often when he had just crossed over a stream, the mountain giants would come after him to the other bank, and when they found that Odin had escaped them, they would send forth such a fierce yell that the echoes sounded from hill to hill. At the end of the third day, Odin came to a land where trees were green and flowers blooming. Here was one of the three fountains which watered the world tree Yggdrasil, and nearby sat the wise giant Mimir, guarding the waters of this wonderful fountain, for whoever drank of it would have the gift of great wisdom. Mimir was a giant in size, but he was not one of the fierce giant enemies of the gods, for he was kind and wiser than the wisest. Mimir's well of wisdom was in the midst of a wonderful valley, filled with rare plants and bright flowers, and among the groves of beautiful trees were strange creatures, sleeping dragons, harmless serpents, and lizards, while birds with gay plumage flew and sang among the branches. Over all this quiet valley shone a lovely soft light, different from sunlight, and in the center grew one of the roots of the great world tree. Here the wise giant Mimir sat gazing down into his well. Odin greeted the kind old giant and said, "O Mimir, I have come from far away Asgard to ask a great boon." "Gladly will I help you if it is in my power," said Mimir. "You know," replied Odin, "that as father of gods and men, I need great wisdom, and I have come to beg you for one drink of your precious water of knowledge. Trouble threatens us, even from one of the Aesir, for Loki, the fire god, has lately been visiting the giants, and I fear he has been learning evil ways from them. The frost giants and the storm giants are always at work, trying to overthrow both gods and men. Great is my need of wisdom, and even though no one ever before has dared ask so great a gift, I hope that since you know how deep is my trouble, you will grant my request." Mimir sat silently, thinking for several moments, and then said, "You ask a great thing indeed, Father Odin. Are you ready to pay the price which I must demand?" "Yes," said Odin cheerfully. "I will give you all the gold and silver of Asgard, and all the jeweled shields and swords of the Aesir. More than all, I will give up my 8-footed horse Sleipnir, if that is needed to win the reward." "And do you suppose that these things will buy wisdom?" said Mimir. "That can be gained only by bearing bravely and giving up to others." "Are you willing to give me a part of yourself? Will you give up one of your own eyes?" At this, Odin looked very sad, but after a few moments of deep thought, he looked up with a bright smile and answered, "Yes, I will even give you one of my eyes, and I will suffer whatever else is asked, in order to gain the wisdom that I need." We cannot know all that Odin bravely suffered in that strange, bright valley before he was rewarded with a drink from that wonderful fountain, but we may be quite sure that never once was the good All-Father sorry for anything he had given up or any suffering he had borne for the sake of others.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place into